بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه والحمد لله حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الصادق الأمين الرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين على آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم. آمين يا رب. Let us then, since this is our session concerning your reflections and tonight least of your questions, let us begin with the summary of today's session, inshallah. And the sister I suppose today was sister supposed to do that? Tafadhali. Jazakallah. Barakallah. Kramakumullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hearts in delightful stillness and not hearts in painful loneliness. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. I think since, mashallah, there are many reflections that I have been graced with, inshallah, and hopefully we have maybe we take half an hour. To read however many, inshallah, we'll be able to read, and inshallah, and hopefully to enjoy as we have been so far doing, and inshallah benefiting. Well, okay, this is a reflection, the author of which requests from me not to read it aloud. Since we don't know who the author is, I have made no contract with this author. I'm going to apply strict usul al-fiqh and I'm going to read it. Have you ever seen a lion? Have you ever seen a caged lion? Something so proud, caged? What about my heart? And to think it is Allah's pride that I have caged. Subhanallah, isn't it beautiful? Don't you agree that I had the right to read it? Subhanallah. Have you ever seen a lion? Have you ever seen a caged lion? Something so proud, caged. What about my heart? And to think it is Allah's pride that I have caged. Hafizakallah. Hafizakallah wa fatahallahu alayk. Says, after learning today about how Shaytan casts thoughts into the hearts of the believers, and this becomes a fitna for those whose hearts have hardness and marav, it is in sickness, it caused me to reflect on the iman of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala. It is difficult to imagine how much iman he must have had and how firm his faith must have been, since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Umar does not go one way without shaitan going the other. If that was the man, the iman, I'm sorry, of Umar, that the iman of Abu Bakr to me is almost unimaginable. May Allah help us keep those role models in our hearts and help us to become like them and their teacher, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbi. Ameen ya Rabbi. Ameen ya Rabbi. Yes, if Shaytan runs away from Umar, then we should try to imagine after this what the heart of Umar is spiritually like or was spiritually like. رضي الله تعالى عنه سبحان الله لو كان نبيا بعدي لكان عمر would Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say if there were to be after me a Nabi it would be عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه في كل لكل أمة محدث ومحدث هذه الأمة عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks through the heart of Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه. This reflection says the title is after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The title says we all can. After hearing the reflections by some of my brothers and sisters regarding their fears, like probably it means how am I going to keep up this schedule, and what about Qiyam when I go back, these reflections also worry me. But every time these thoughts come to mind, I read this verse to myself. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياء. Alhamdulillah, my confidence returns. This ayah, which is not translated, it says, verily, shaytan instills fear into his friends or allies. So when I read this ayah, it says, my confidence returns. I'd like to comfort these beautiful, sincere faces by mentioning the incident of the death of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions were terrified and shocked when this news reached them. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was paralyzed and Umar was outraged. He threatened to kill anyone who said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dead. But Abu Bakr, wa ma adraka man Abu Bakr, recited this ayah, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَظُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Which means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more than a Rasul. Before him had come other Rusul, other messengers from Allah. Would you, if he died or be killed, would you turn away from your deen? And whosoever turns away on his back will not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a bit, and Allah will reward those who are grateful. Then he gave his wise speech, Ayyuhan Nas, من كان يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات من كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. And he said رضي الله تعالى عنه, O man, O people, whosoever was worshipping Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Muhammad verily had died. Whosoever was worshipping Allah, verily Allah is living and never dies. Now I want to say to myself first and to my brothers and sisters, whoever worships this retreat, verily this retreat is coming to an end. And whoever worships Allah, verily, Allah is Hayyul La Yamut. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sadaqta, sadaqta, sadaqta. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Allahumma lak alhamd. MashaAllah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. As I leave this place, I cannot help but leave with the feeling of a traveler who, in the path of a journey through the desert, stopped in an oasis on the side of the road. I sat here for a while in reflection and retreat, and to my surprise and utter sadness, I have been told that I have been on the wrong path these 20 odd years. What saddens me most is that as I was walking the path, periodically someone would tell me I was going the wrong way. But I only considered this for a few moments before continuing on. As I leave the oasis with the wasted years behind me and my sights on a new, distant and difficult path, I leave with a broken heart. Broken because of the loss, and broken because I have to go. So jazakallah khair to you, dear brother, and jazakallah khair to all my other brothers and sisters whom I met in this oasis. You all broke my heart, but I leave to be with the only one who can mend it. Did they talk to each other? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbi lakal hamd. Rabbi lakal hamd. This is ilham. I will go to him and say, Ya hasrata, for all the years of my life that withered without the closeness of his nur. And hope that having spoken those words in this dunya, I shall never have to say, Ya hasrata, again. Ya Rabbi Ameen. May Ar-Rahman continue to bless us all with retreats like this in our qulub. May we all be reunited in the gardens of Jannah or Firdaus to reflect on how our journeys concluded since we last parted. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. The title is Re-Treat. When we have the flu, our nose is congested. We can't breathe properly. We can't smell well. We're unable to taste. Our eyes become watery and the vision is blurred. The ears do not receive sounds as they would normally do. Even our skin is discomforted by touch. The whole body aches. The same is the situation when my heart is congested with dhunub, and all the senses of my heart are disturbed. So I need to be treated, and my medication is the Quran. So I need to be treated, that's why I need to be re-treated, and my medication is the Quran. جزاكم الله خير ما شاء الله. أين لا لا رب خليت علي I read this. Oh, this should be here. Assalamu alaikum. Says, I would like to share some poems in my language, which I think is close to what we have covered so far. I will do my best to translate it as close as possible, and please you do the interpretation. And it says, O man, you are only one step away from your grave, just like a drop of tear on the eyelash. O man, you're only one step away from your grave, just like a drop of tear on the eyelash. La la la. This is the mathematician or the engineer again. Plus times plus equals plus. Minus times plus equals minus. Absolute value of a negative number is always plus, positive. Minus times minus is positive. In the first relationship, do you remember what it was? In the first relationship, that is plus times plus is plus. If the nafs is cleansed, and so is the heart, then it gives a united heart, with the nafs free from all disease. If the nafs is full of dhunub, and the qalb is good, then I think rebellious nafs would dominate over the qalb, and the overall effect of result would be negative. Okay. If we think that bala is the one that is negative, and the dhunub is the other negative over our hearts, then the overall result would be positive. Clear? Then it is up to us, if we take that chance, to think of the bala as an opportunity to cleanse our heart from the noob, or we take the absolute value of bala and and run from bala for luxury of this dunya, and by taking the absolute value of change, the negative to positive. And again, the result is a sick qalb. Did you understand? All right. Does make sense, but we don't have time to go through the details. Allahu Rabbi la ushriku bihi shay'a. I remembered when you discussed Allah's name, Salam, and you connected this to the Salah when one gives his final salutations to the Malaika. Because you have been to the world of the Salam, you greet them with such glad tidings. However, I feel a flip side to this particular moment. Because one has been to that world of the Salam in his or her Salah, this particular moment carries its weighty grief. In fact, the grief at the time of giving salam to the Malaika is overwhelming, for it signifies the exit from the world of the Salam. In fact, this feeling begins when one sits to begin the tahiyyat, the final salutations, for this ushers the end of one's salah, and thus the end of his residence in the world of the Salam. Furthermore, one does not know if they will get a second visit to that same world. I also remember a hadith Qudsi that said something like, the one who longs to meet Allah, Allah wants to meet him too. May Allah make us of those who reside in his presence in this dunya and through salah and the hereafter with him forever. Amin ya Rabb. Amin. Amin ya Rabb. Ahsant. Ahsant. Barakallahu fik. MashaAllah. That's why actually some of the Salihun rahimahullah ta'ala, when he finishes his salah, this is after he says assalamu alaikum, he stays there for a while, and the way he was described is in deep almost sadness, maybe because he felt something like this. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. It says it's interesting that Sheikh Abdul Qadir rahimahullah ta'ala use the term baydatu wujudik, the egg of your own being. I had to reflect on that one, and since we have eggs for breakfast every day, it was somewhat easy to reflect further. Allah knows of the intent, this knowledgeable Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala. But I think that the egg symbolizes the human being. The eggshell being a nafs, and the core of it being the qalb. Taking this further, as of tazkiyatun nafs, through hard work and sabr, patience, it is like gradually boiling the egg in hot water, the core of the egg or the qalb of such person becomes solid, and together making it easy to break out of the eggshell. To go through the process of tazkiyatun nafs, the heart is surrounded by the lower states of the nafs. Just like a shell surrounds the core of the egg. If a sudden pressure is applied to the egg, it cracks and eventually breaks. And the core of the egg comes out even weaker than the shell. And the core of the egg comes out even weaker than the shell. What is that? Scattered. What's the word for scattered in all directions? L-I-G, is that? Lig, what? You don't want to identify yourself? And the core of the egg comes out even weaker than the shell. Allah Ta'ala, what that word means. And I can't scattered in all directions. Similar to the heart that is now sick or weak because of dhunub, when faced with difficulties or even shubuhat. Wallahu ta'ala alam. MashaAllah, it's a beautiful reflection if you take the concept of egg alone, not in the context in which Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned it, the continuous process of liberation. If you take an egg alone, the concept of an egg alone as you have it, without an egg inside of which there is a fledgling that has already formed, because that's what he was addressing. That's the parable he was addressing, rahimahullah ta'ala, to tell us about the different processes of one's liberation of his qalb. But if you take just an egg and you want to give the example, the parable of the nafs and the qalb, this is a beautiful reflection indeed, mashallah. Beautiful. I did not want to write a new reflection, mashallah. Allah mahfazhna ya Rabb. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase this brother or sister in iman and in ilm and in taqwa, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ya Rabb, ya Rabb. The note was, I would say, almost personal, in which you all were included, however. And it's gentle and humble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our brothers and sisters all. Hafizahullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. In the beginning of this retreat I came with a qalb that had been infected by the people who surrounded me, not my family but companions at school. Although my external appearance seemed intact, my inside, my mind, my qalb, my nafs were at war. And I think my nafs was winning. Alhamdulillah, I had not indulged in any major sins, but my mind was polluted by fears, doubts and desires, and perhaps still is. These that circled my mind, these thoughts, that's what it is. have to do comparison, quick comparison with other words and letters. And the thoughts that circled my mind anywhere I was alone slowly seeped their way into my qalb, where they jabbed at my iman, therefore worsening my state. Soon my external actions changed and I began to cry and feel depressed, and I did not know why. I was doing well in school, my family was healthy, and I thought big capital letters. And I thought my spiritual level was safe from shaitan. Only now do I know that I was terribly wrong. These thoughts make me ache inside. When I read the Quran, the thoughts fade and wait for me to finish. As soon as I close the Quran, they run back to me and continue manipulating my qalb. While I was walking today in the forest, I gazed at the trees and envied the fact that they are constantly in dhikr of Allah. I wanted to be a tree so bad, unaffected and unafraid of everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So oblivious to the corrupted dunya around them. The same dunya that seems to control my nafs. Their salah must be so sweet and mine, I don't want to even speak about my prayer. The one desire in my qalb that I know has the right niyyah and is so strong is to feel that connection with Allah that I see in the eyes of the sisters around me. The one desire in my qalb that I know has the right niyyah and is so strong is to feel that connection with Allah that I see in the eyes of the sisters around me. The nur radiating from their faces, unable to enter my own qalb, where perhaps it could cleanse it. I want to be able to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though I am kneeling probably in front of Him. I want to make dua as though I am in front of His door. I want that so bad. I don't want this desire to subside. I'm scared it will slowly disappear when I am immersed once again in the environment of where hedonism is promoted. I'm afraid it will turn into a desire for something other than Allah. This retreat has done something for me. Instead of comparing myself to people who have no deen, I have compared myself to people who have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is so easy to see. Alhamdulillah. This comparison created the desire in me to be able to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well and let Him occupy my heart. I learned more than I thought I would. And I pray to Allah this knowledge and the nur that temporarily struggled to enter my heart will enter. Only then will I be able to see Allah with my heart. Although it awaits me at home is not as welcoming as the sincere smiles from dear brothers and sisters here, I feel that the inner desire for Allah's company will protect me. Ameen. And perhaps, inshallah, actualize it into reality. Inshallah. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Allahumma ya muyassir yassir. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. I have no idea what the content is, subhanAllah, but I cannot expect other than Alhamdulillah, what your hafizakumullah, what your beautiful bursts have so far produced by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since it's the last reflection, is it alright for me to read it? It's 9:20. Few ones, few pages. So it says, after Dhuhr, I went for a walk in the woods, much like old little Red Riding Hood. She met a fox, but I, a woodpecker. He was quite busy in his zikr, that is, in his dhikr. Chirping, head bobbing, pieces of wood flinging. Intense and relentless, but may I suggest, senseless. Did he not see? He was up against a tree, chirping, head bobbing, pieces of wood flinging. I whispered, Majnoon! Did you not hear what the Sheikh said? Spare, oh please, spare your little head from hitting the mountain, lest you may fall down dead, if it is a fate you dread. He answered, you know not what I seek with my gifted beak. Only if I could reach to thee, God, I beseech, but oh, you would not understand. You are too attached to the land. You still worship what you make with your hand. Chirping, head bobbing, pieces of wood flinging. I muttered, crazy, crazy, crazy. Chirping, head bobbing, pieces of wood flinging. Did I not tell you what the Sheikh said? Spare, oh please, spare your little head from hitting the mountain, lest you may fall down dead, if it is a fate you dread. Is that the only mountain you remember? Then listen to me, the woodpecker. The Sheikh gave you a quote, one you wrote. In disappearing ink, if I may add, oh hapless lad. What did he say? sculpting a mountain with your fingernails is an easier task than ridding the heart of Hawa's mask. So what to do? I sculpt with my beak. You too can sculpt with what you speak. Oh, silly one. None ever said, with fingernails, it must be done. Or it must be done, I'm sorry. Let these prayers flow. Let those turuqul Qur'an glow. Let your heart grow. Because the tree is for me. Or the mountain of Hawa is for you. Don't you see? The task is daunting, but with dhikr chirping, sajda head bobbing, pieces of dhunub flinging, you too can be just like me. I who write lament that this lacks much insight compared to those earlier reflections so deep and bright. For they share their innermost thoughts. They found a jewel that I could not. This poetry, cute maybe, but is it my nafs' dirty trickery? These words bouncing in my head, you know, what I should have been doing instead? Dhikr chirping, sajda head bobbing, pieces of dhunub flinging. And that, you see, is the problem. I can't, not nearly enough. There is something I lack. I am punished. God has turned me away from His ayat. He said, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِ. The pretext is no time. From Quran, prayer, worship, I have slipped away. Into the world of sickness, I fear going more astray. One step day by day, as I lose and forget. I come home to sleep, the rest of my time spent in an abyss, dark and deep. I wish I would be like Musa, leave to search and grab the light. But what about all these chains? Well, that is an empty claim. The future looks bleaker, with time being more meager. But that, as I said, is only a pretext. For I fear God has turned me away from His signs, from even looking at the Mus'haf lines. I pray, may God protect you. Sheikh Mukhtar, may He make your heart like an illuminating star. May He give you what it will take for you to be with your name's sake. I must confess, I convey to you this prayer with a bit of greed. I hope that in turn you profess for me a beautiful dua indeed. I ask you to pray for me. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward you. May you always be in sajda chirping. What was it? Sajda head bobbing and Zunub flinging and Zikr chirping. May you always be that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah these words and that have come so beautiful and so profound and so rhythmic could not have come from the trickery of the nafs. I believe they have come from your innermost heart. It was meant to be. جزاكم الله تعالى خيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.